Engine 2, Medic 1, respond, vehicle accident, with injuries. Main Street and 45th. Main Street and 45th, timeout 1328.
What's going on, everyone? Andrew from EMT Life Podcast. I will just start off by just trying to give the biggest apology I can. I know these are going to sound like excuses. I don't want them to be excuses, but it's just my life right now. I'm trying to balance work, school, and clinicals all at the same time right now, and I'm trying to get back into the groove of everything, and it's just been going crazy for me. I'm on this terrible work schedule. I go to school every third day, paramedic school every third day, and then I have to try and fit in 12 clinicals that are due before December 1st. So my schedule is just so full right now, and I know it's an excuse, they're excuses, but I do apologize for not recording podcast episodes and getting content out there. I try and stay as active as I can on Instagram, and I try to update you guys, and I still try to answer your guys' questions on there as often as I can. But it's a lot of work for me right now. I knew going into this, starting paramedic school, I knew it was going to be a lot of work. I definitely don't mind doing all the work, and I'm definitely not complaining at all. I just owe you guys an apology for not getting content out. As you know, on Instagram, I recently shared a post. We had one of our coworkers killed himself this last week, and he was a really good guy. I knew him. It's been hard on his family, hard on the work family, and just the first responder community that we have where I work. It's we've all been very touched by this, and we're all sticking together to be supportive for one another, and that's what you have to do in times like this. So today I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about suicides, not only first responder suicides, but suicides in general. So as first responders, whether that be the fire department, EMS, or law enforcement, people are going to call you for help in their worst times and in their time of need, and you have to be there for them. And some of those calls end up being suicides. And now everybody deals with anxiety, depression, PTSD. Everybody deals with that, and everybody is going to cope with it in their own way. So there's times where you're going to see some very difficult things in this job. And, you know, me personally, and I have not done any research on it whatsoever, but I do not know what leads to suicide. That just my opinion in my mind, that is literally the last resort, and that just shows me you're done at the present moment in life, and you don't want to live anymore. It's a very difficult subject to talk about, and it's a very touchy subject to talk about, but in the end, it needs to be talked about, and we need to bring awareness to this. And we need to throw away the "I'm tough" attitude. you know, EMS, fire, and law enforcement has changed drastically in the last, I'll just say, 20 years. You know, 20 years ago, it used to be, you know, shut up, you're a man, put it behind you, do your job, you don't talk about it anymore. To now, where if you need help, if you have a difficult call, you want to talk about it afterwards. You want to make sure you're okay afterwards. And you just have to be there to support one another. Really is the biggest thing, is just support. My most recent suicide attempt, unfortunately, was a gunshot wound to the head. He was still alive when the sheriff's office arrived on scene. We responded emergently, got on scene. He was still breathing. He had some motor function, but that was a tough call for me. I've never seen anything like it before. I've been in EMS for about a year and a half now, and so I've seen some critical things, but I have not seen, obviously, the worst yet to come. But going back to this call, he had shot himself in the head. We show up on scene. He was still breathing. He had, obviously, the backside of his head was missing. There was a lot of blood everywhere. There was some brain matter everywhere. So my partner and I, along with the help with two sheriff deputies, got him onto our stretcher, put him in the back of the ambulance. We wrapped his head, tried to control the bleeding. By that time, the fire department showed up. They were in the back with us. My partner intubated, and the patient still had a gag reflex, so the patient was still alive. So he gagged and kind of moved his arm, but it wasn't a whole lot, but you could tell it was there. We got bilateral IVs in him, started pressure bagged 1,000 liters of fluid in one IV. The other IV, we just hung another 1,000 bag of normal saline to try and increase pressure. He had just shot himself, so his vitals were still compensating, and in shock, when your body goes into shock, it tells your heart and your brain to keep fighting, and it pulls all your blood and chemicals to your heart and brain and your major organs to keep you alive. So his body was still compensating. We called for a helicopter because our nearest trauma facility at that time was 35 minutes away. The helicopter was on scene within 8, and they flew him out. Our total on scene time was 15 minutes. And I know for trauma, your on scene time is supposed to be 10 minutes. But I feel like we did a pretty good job in that situation. So, you know, we flew him out. They kept him alive in the trauma hospital. But eventually he succumbed to his injuries. So we talked with the flight crew that took him out, and they told us that he had died. So these things are what you're going to kind of see. Not everybody's going to see those things. That was really my first major incident that I've had to deal with. And, you know, just after the call, you kind of think about it. Once your adrenaline wears off, once your job's done, you kind of think about what was going on with him to make him end his life. And suicide's going to come in all sorts of ways. You're going to have, obviously, gunshots is a big one. Drugs, doing drugs is another big one. hangings. It's just, there's so many ways to kill yourself that people unfortunately do. And hopefully I'll get some time to actually do a more in-depth and better podcast on like the drugs part of suicide, because drugs, depending on what drug you take, just act so differently. But getting back to it, it just makes me wonder where my breaking point is. You know, everybody's got a breaking point, and at what point does that really start to affect you? So I'll talk a little bit about my coworker now. I won't say his name, but I'll just try and keep his name out of this. But he was a really good coworker. I worked with him for about 2 years, indirectly. We would see each other at the hospital, help each other clean out ambulances, see each other during shift change, stuff like that. I didn't really hang out with him, but we would sit and talk when we saw each other. He's 21 years old. He had just graduated paramedic school. Really good guy, really smart guy, and really young guy, to be honest with you. 21's too young. He was younger than me. I'm 24, so he was younger than me, and that's really, it's really sad, and you know, I wish I could have helped him out a lot more. Story goes, he was hanging out with his mom in the kitchen. They were cooking dinner, and he went upstairs. Mom heard a noise, which ended up being a gunshot. She ran upstairs, and she had found her son in his room, gunshot wound to the head. Called 911, and by the time everybody got there, he was dead on arrival. We miss him a lot. He was a very, like I said, very good coworker. He was so happy, and it just makes you wonder what you did wrong as a person to not see it. Like I said, he was very happy, and we thought everything was okay. Obviously something happened. I don't know what, and unfortunately we're never going to know what really went on to make him get to the point where he was at. So, you know, it's hard, because people are going to lie to you, you know, and they're going to hide things very well. And obviously he hid it very well until the end, when he was found. So just, I wish I could have done something more. I wish I could have just maybe gotten an insight into his mind just one day. I wish something different would have happened. Obviously, I wish he wouldn't have killed himself. But these are the things you're going to have to deal with. And it's hard for me, because, you know, even though we weren't great friends, he was still a coworker. I still interacted with him, and you know, he made me laugh. He made me laugh. He would tell jokes, and everything seemed fine. So I feel like I've failed him and his family for not for not being more observant. I really wish there was more that I could have done for him. And so at work, we've all gotten together. We've been there for each other. You know, a lot of tears have been shed, and we're all just trying to get through this. We're there for one another. We text each other every day. If there's anything we can do for one another, if we need to go out to lunch and talk about things, or just go over to one another's house and talk about things, we're there for each other. And that's what this job is about. That's what this career is about. And you need to be there for one another, because you know this job better than anybody else. And people who are not in EMS, fire, law enforcement, they don't understand what we go through. I'm not bashing any of these nurses, doctors, or any other profession out there. But when you're in the hospital, you're safe. You're obviously safe. Most of the time, the hospitals don't see what you see. You're going to call deaths on scene for trauma-related incidents. So it's something not a lot of people understand. I talked to my family about it. I was talking to my sister about it the other day, about my suicide that I ran on, the gunshot wound to the head. And she told me, she was like, well, why don't you go see a therapist for all this stuff? And, you know, should I? Should I not? I don't know. Personally, I don't feel like I need to. But she's not in the medical field, and she doesn't, you know, she doesn't understand, and a lot of people don't understand the evil that's really out there that you're going to have to deal with. I'm sorry again. This is a tough podcast to make and a tough podcast to listen to. There's not really a whole lot of teaching in this episode. So I do apologize for that. But just know that if there's anybody you need to talk to about anything, I'm here for you. I will always be supportive in your decisions. And I'm here to listen. If you want my advice, I can give you advice as well, but I'm here to listen. That's my main thing for you guys. So if you want to get a hold of me, I'm most active on Instagram, and I do my best to try and answer as quickly as I can. But the Instagram is EMT_life_podcast. Shoot me a message on there. I'm more than willing to talk to anybody about anything. It doesn't have to be medical related. It doesn't have to be EMS related. It can be about how your day was, or, you know, where you're going on a vacation. It doesn't matter to me. I'm always going to engage in conversation with you. So like I said, I apologize for this podcast not being a really informative one, and not really a teachable one. And I'm sorry for not getting more podcasts out faster to you guys. So as always, everybody have a fantastic weekend. Have fun with your friends and family. Everybody stay safe, and God bless.